Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Bert Show.
All right, this is such a weird question, but it is really like, it started this morning and now I want to ask the question before we get to Katie here.
Oh.
Who has a saved body part in their house somewhere? 1-855-BERT-SHOW. All right, so we were talking earlier this morning about...
My pee stick.
Your pee stick.
Yes.
It's true.
I shared on Instagram in my Insta stories that I still have the pee stick that showed the positive pregnancy test from when I got pregnant and found out I was pregnant with my son, Jimmy. So this stick that I urinated on, it has been sitting in the bathroom drawer for almost 3 years now.
So I can understand this. Like, that is a memento.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's a big deal, right? So I was telling Kristen that, after we made fun of her, that when I had cartilage taken out of my knee, like, I mean, we're talking about 25 years ago when they weren't very good at it. When you said you had a knee problem, they were like, all right, we're just going to rip as much cartilage as we can. You're going to have to deal with bone on bone for the rest of your life. But I had the cartilage in, like... They used to give you a jar, and they used to put solution in it, and there was your cartilage. I guess they figured you spend thousands of dollars on it. Merry Christmas. So I kept it in my house for a long time. And then Kristen said she wanted to keep one of Bart's parts in the house.
My husband cut off half his finger in a tragic table saw incident approximately 10 years ago. And, me being the type of supportive partner that I am, in his sedated state, I asked the doctor, where's the finger? I want to keep the finger. Because, you know, it's his.
Right.
It's
like, sense to me.
Right? And they would not allow us to take the finger. It was a biohazard. And so we weren't given permission to take it. We were denied his finger.
So are we normal or not? Do you have a body part that is not attached to your body somewhere in your house?
I know. I do have my dog's bladder stones.
Huh?
But
your spice cabinet must just be popping.
So Leroy, over 15 years ago or something like that, almost, he had urinary issues, and that we had to do surgery, and there was like this giant bladder stone. All the little stones had joined together to form one giant stone, and it looks like a blackberry.
Infinity stone.
It is. It's fascinating. And I have it in a little medicine container in the same bathroom drawer where my pee stick is.
God. Is it in like a prescription bottle? Yeah. So you could be going in there to get like a different prescription. You're going to end up eating those things?
No, you can't eat that. It's hard. It's like a rock and it looks like...
So is an Advil.
But no, it's big. It's like a blackberry. It's a huge blackberry.
Okay. All right, we're not the only ones.
Thank God it's not in your produce drawer.
All right, David, good morning. You have a body part still in your house somewhere. You're just not letting that thing go. David.
David. Hey, sorry.
What's up, man?
So my mother saved the skin from my circumcision.
What? Whoa. No, she did not.
Skin Stop from it. The circumcision.
Stop.
And where does one put that?
She put it in a photo album at the beginning of my graduation booklet.
I was going to say scrapbook, but I was joking.
Come on.
Serious?
So wait.
I wish that was a joke. It's not. She saved it, and she put it in there, and then on my graduation day, she showed everybody.
Oh, no. What?
Your mother?
She should be arrested.
Why, bro? Why?
Is a fascinating human being.
That she is.
Yes, she is.
You win.
Yeah. I mean, you're the first caller, and I don't know how we're going to beat this.
You came strong.
You can't beat foreskin.
Now, does it actually say, like, in the scrapbook what it is, or is it just a white page with your foreskin?
It is my baby picture, date of birth, all the actual things, and then foreskin.
Yeah, so wow. 8 pounds, 2 ounces, 27 inches long, foreskin.
Yep. Damn. All right, David. Thank you, man.
That was a hell of a start.
Yep.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't. Better That's than tough. That.
Good morning, Teresa. You're part of the Bird Show. There are body parts in your house that are not attached to a body.
Yeah, I can't beat foreskin. But I have all of my children's baby teeth and my wisdom teeth from when I was 16. I recently had to get rid of them because I'm now remarried. And my new husband found the box of teeth and thought I was a voodoo queen.
Now, I kind of understand the kids' teeth, right? But why are you saving your own wisdom teeth?
I don't know. They were cool looking. I thought maybe one day earrings. I'm not sure. I couldn't get rid of them.
Earrings.
I see why he thought you were the voodoo queen.
No. There's a reason why people keep the teeth. And I don't know if you saw this, but it went viral on the internet a while ago. My friend Leslie from Alabama is the one who found it, and this is very Alabama-esque.
This can't be about teeth, then, if it's also an Alabama story.
No, it's about the loss of teeth. You're so mean.
That's low-hanging fruit. I'm better than that. I'm sorry.
You are better than that. No, so this grandpa carved different animals and took his grandchildren's teeth and made the animal, like, gave the animals teeth that were his grandchildren's teeth that had fallen out. So there's, like, a beaver that he carved out of wood, and he used his granddaughter's teeth as the teeth of the beaver. I swear.
No, stop.
I swear. And so the kids are opening this at, like, you know, they're older now, and they're opening this at Christmas, and they are dying laughing because, like, yeah, there's, like, these hand-carved animals, but it's real human teeth that they have that used to be the kids.
All right, in the email, it turns out that Kristen was at the heart of exposing infidelity and had zero idea.
I had absolutely no clue. So the email goes, "Hi, Bert Show. I met a man online last month and things were going well. But after being burned in my last relationship, I didn't want to take a chance. Here's the story. Johnny is divorced and his wife cheated on him and he left. He said lying and dishonesty were deal breakers. Great. We have that in common. He said he lost his job due to depression with the divorce and was job hunting. Also, he said he no longer had a cell phone because they had a shared account and she removed him. Honestly, that was a red flag, as what person doesn't have a phone? We were only texting first thing in the morning and in the evening. Another red flag. I decided last night to create a fake Facebook account with the prettiest person I know, Kristen.
Aww, that's so nice.
It's sweet, but also I don't know how I feel about it. I sent Johnny a message saying I found his profile, and if he was single, I wanted to get to know him.
I really want to know which picture she used.
I do, too.
Was it the one from your former show when you were, like, in your sexy picture?
No. No. From the calendar?
Yes. Have you guys ever seen this picture?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, damn.
I want to see it.
Yeah, we need that.
You can Google him. In the meantime,
you think I won't?
I lost Abby's a bet on and had to do a sultry calendar.
It was hot.
Which we raised money for Bob's Buddies.
Yeah. You done good.
So in the meantime, he texted me at lunch to see how. Stop Googling Abby and focus on the email. I can hear what you're typing over there. I know what you're doing.
Arguably, this is more important. Also, I didn't find the photo.
I would like to pause and just. I would like you guys to look at it for the very first time on the show.
Okay.
Can you see it?
Did you find it?
No. It's a lot of unsultry photos. Actually, the first photo that popped up is the rainbow coming out of your butt on Instagram.
Google Kristen Klingshern slut.
No.
I'm a little worried I'm going to get a virus.
Google.
Oh, wait. Is this you sitting? Nope, that's not you.
Nope. Kristen Klingshern calendar showgram.
Calendar showgram.
Maybe they're gone.
They took it off the internet.
I wouldn't blame them.
It fell off the internet.
Wow.
There's a photo of you giving yourself an IVF shot. Oh. Sexy.
Yeah, very. I'll find them for you. I will show you at another time.
Okay.
Let's get back to this.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Focus. All right. I decided last night to create a fake Facebook account with the prettiest person I know, Kristen. Thank you. I sent Johnny a message saying I found his profile. If he was single, I wanted to get to know him. In the meantime, he texted me at lunch to see how I was. He then messaged Kristen. I called her Danielle, and here is the last snippet. I tried to give him every chance to back out, but Kristen / Danielle is gorgeous. So thank you for causing me to only waste 30 days. Here is the IM with Kristen / Danielle and my text to him. I have since deleted everything. So this is Johnny and Kristen, I do believe. Have you dated anyone since your divorce? Do you want kids? No one special in your life? Johnny said, I've been single for 2.5 years. I have been single for two and a half years ago and have not been in any relationship. I've been focused on healing. I can't say kids. That will always be a mutual agreement between couples. Then I/Danielle said, I like to be up front. I don't talk to a ton of men. I like to get to know one at a time. Are you talking with other women? I don't want to interfere. To which he responded, I wouldn't have talked to you if I'm talking to other women I'm interested in. I believe you must have seen some ladies flirting on my post, but that's for the public, not my personal life. I'm not a man of many women. I'm always a one-woman man, so we can proceed. And so then she texted Johnny, and she goes, so, ... My friend was looking out for me. Glad I only wasted 30 days. I'm not happy with her, but glad the truth is out. Ooh. And then she sent him screenshots of his conversation with me/Danielle.
Got him.
And she goes, and when I was talking to another man before you, I had the common decency to tell me that a woman from his past came and he wanted to see where things went with her before moving. But so, yeah, she used my picture and she catfished her dude and entrapped him. And sure enough, he was willing to step out on her, so...
It's still very flattering.
Yeah.
Right. She used your picture, right?
So, you know what? Just over here doing the Lord's work, and I didn't even know it.
By accident. That's how good you are.
I'm very flattered that you think my pictures are worthy of catfishing a man, so anybody else out there, feel free.
Have you found the pictures yet?
No. I've Googled everything. Kristen Klingshirn and slut. Kristen Klingshirn and slutty. Kristen Klingshirn and slutty calendar. And it's just you and your beautiful family and your rainbow butt.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be really easy to find. I think it's been pushed off the internet.
The internet got rid of it.
It's got a breastfeeding photo of you and Jimmy. Your boobs are very veiny.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Wait, what?
So it's like spider boob.
I do. When I was breastfeeding, they were so veiny.
Okay. Shoot webs out of them.
All right.
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No